All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams. It's relationship rehab, other people's problems, your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, here we go. It's relationship rehab. Once again, if you're just like in some sort of situation, you're just like, oh my gosh, I really don't know what to do. This is really stressing me out. I don't know how to talk to. That's why you talk to me, honey. And then we just put it out for thousands of people to call and give advice. Sound good? All right, awesome. So once I read this email, please give us a call for advice at 321-0931. And your advice would be given to Sarah this morning. She emailed us. Here we go. Hi, Krista. Your show seems to really support women, and I hope I won't be judged. So I was dating this man for a few months and really had a lot of fun. The thing is, I found out he was married while we were together. Now I broke up with him immediately and decided not to tell his wife because, you know what, I don't want to be a homewrecker. At least that's what I had planned to, except I'm now 3 months pregnant. Oh, no. He's definitely the father, and there's actually no way I will be able to handle this on my own. I'm not sure if I should reach out to him or not. I'm worried about what he or his wife will do. I feel so alone and scared right now. Can anyone give me any advice? Again, from Sarah. So once again, Sarah met this guy, had a lot of fun, found out he's married. She decided, you know what, I'm done with you, but found out she was pregnant. Now what does she do? Does she tell him? Does she tell his wife? What should she do? I want to hear from you. 931 Jams, good morning, Melissa. What do you have to say?
Hey, I think she needs to talk about it with him.
Yeah.
Like, I personally just don't think I could go through knowing, like, I had a child. It's his. Like, I think he needs to... I just wouldn't want that secret out there in the world, and I don't think I could live with it personally. Like, it's right. A tough situation, but
it's a really
I think
tough...
she needs to say something.
Yeah, you know, and well, there's two things. You know, the child deserves to, you know, this is just me personally. You know, if I had a child and I didn't know that I had the child, I would suspect that and I would hope that someone would tell me. But I'm
the
only one. But we're girls, so we're the only ones that can have kids. so we're never going to be in that situation. But I just think that would be hard. But, of course, it's very expensive to raise a child. So she does need the child support. So,
true.
Awesome, girl. I really appreciate you calling.
No problem.
All right, love.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. All right. 93.1 Jams. Good morning, Kristen. What do you have to say?
Hey, good morning.
Hi,
I think she should definitely say something to him. I mean, it's his responsibility now, and I think before he comes in and ruins someone else's life, I think that he needs to know the repercussions of his actions and be fully responsible.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, this particular guy cannot just keep on doing that, having an affair on his wife. I'm sure it'll happen again and get another woman pregnant. Then what are you going to do? So,
right. So I think that's why she should just be open and honest. He needs to learn his lesson. I mean, he's a grown man. He knew what he was doing, and he needs to take full responsibility because, you know, it takes two to tango. So
here's another question. If she has this conversation, do you believe that she should say something to the wife or just leave it?
I personally think she should say something. Mm-hmm. You know, I always try to look at the perspective of the other person, like the wife, and I would feel... If that was me, I would want to know. I mean, wouldn't you want to know your husband has a child with someone else?
Right.
You know, it's up to them if they want to work it out, but she deserves to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, love. Thank you so much, Kristen, for calling. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
All right, honey, there you have it. Good morning. Good morning. Is this George?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, George. What do you think?
She's got to tell the guy. I think that's a first good move.
So she should tell him, hey, you know what? I'm having your baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if she goes in, like, guns blazing, going straight to the wife, then I think, you know, it's kind of more of a homewrecker. She's coming in very aggressive.
Right.
And her, like, you know, she sounds very scared and nervous, and she doesn't know quite what to do. I think a first good opening move is talking to him and gauging his response.
Right.
And hoping he steps up and does the right thing.
Absolutely.
And if he doesn't, then she's got that next move available in her back pocket.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate that. I know she does, Sarah, because, you know what? If this is his baby, he's definitely responsible for it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, honey. Take care. Let's see who we got else on the line. Good morning, Nadia.
Hello.
Hi, honey. So what do you think about Sarah's situation? She's pregnant now with, a guy that she really liked and found out, well, he's married. So, of course, she decided to call it off. But she's pregnant with his baby.
Well, I agree with what the other gentleman said to do that. But even if she didn't tell the wife, sooner or later in Wisconsin, child support's going to hit that mailbox. So,
yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I think it's his responsibility to tell his wife. I'm wondering if he will or he just might keep this a secret from her, which I hope he won't because that's just horrible.
Yeah, we don't need like a season 8 of Shameless when all the men has this every single baby mama and then the new girlfriend finds out through and being invited to everything, you know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure, girl. All right. Thanks, honey, so much for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you. We've got some people on Facebook Live. Let me see, Zach. He should know. It's his choice. It's his choices that got him there, too. She's now, and she's not the homewrecker. Tina is saying no drama for her. Let's see. Larissa, for the sake of the child, you need to tell him. The child deserves a father. It's a messy situation, but he knew what he was doing when he cheated. Also, Tina, he's the homewrecker, not her.
Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not.
Yes, honey. Let's talk about stupid criminals out there, which are very entertaining because they get caught, obviously.
Well, of course. I mean, they're so stupid.
Aw, stupid people. It happens. But listen. Not the brightest, Nicholas. Here we go. At least you're not an 18-year-old kid. Name it Nicholas. Him and his 17-year-old friend snuck into an old abandoned hotel in Middleton, Ohio last week.
Wow.
You know, sometimes I've done that. I've been interested.
Yeah, that's fun.
Because sometimes it's like, cool, look at it. Absolutely. Well, apparently they were just bored and wanted to check out the place. But two city officials who were having lunch nearby saw them go inside and called the cops. It turned out an entire team of officers was training about a dozen canine units nearby. So they were the ones who responded.
Oh.
Could you imagine?
I'm sure that ended well.
Holy smokes. They surrounded the hotel with 11 police dogs and moved in on the teenagers. One of the dogs eventually found them hiding in a hotel room. And I guess according to the cops, the dog, quote, showed force and scared them pretty damn good. So they immediately gave themselves up. And they ended up having to pay a $100 fine for criminal trespassing and also had to cover the court costs.
Yeah, maybe they should have been trespassing, but I think I'm more angry at the police here. That's a totally inappropriate response to two boys trespassing in an abandoned hotel. 11 dogs?
I know. Can you... fear. Like, the fear... You might as well... I would have passed out from fear.
I feel like that police... That group of police should owe those boys money for what they did.
Oh, well...
Like, that's scarring.
Hey, they taught those kids, though. Those kids learned their lesson, though, didn't they?
I would trespass... I'm going to trespass in that hotel tomorrow. Just to show them up.
You're going
to
trespass in that hotel. Again, I've always wanted to go into, a haunted house.
Ooh.
Let's go into a haunted house and then we'll just get busted.
Sure.
It'll be awesome. We'll go to jail together and just be a memorable experience, right?
Awesome.
Oh, awesome. All right, here we go.
At least you're not.
At least you're not a couple named Cruz Garcia Jr. and Crystal Dixon.
That's not a real name. There's no way her name is Crystal Dixon.
It's so fake, dude. Well, listen, they walked into a pet store in Clearwater, Florida earlier this month. And while Crystal distracted the cashier, Cruz shoved several exotic fish down his pants and walked out with them.
I'm sorry, what?
That's right, honey. Exotic fish wiggling down his pants. He put them in a plastic bag first. Well, there better be water in that sucker. I'm going to get mad. They weren't just flopping around in his underpants, which is lucky for the fish, I guess. It's not clear how many fish he walked off with, but each one sold for about $20. The cashier realized what happened when she saw drops of water on the floor next to their tanks, and she was able to get their license plate number before they drove off. The cops tracked Cruz down last Friday and arrested him for theft. It's not clear if Crystal has been charged yet, but police haven't been able to recover the fish yet.
Maybe animal cruelty. I mean, do you know where those fish had to be? I think animal cruelty.
That is cruel, honey. That
at
is.
At least you're not.
All right. At least you're not a guy named Jack Sprague. I like that name. Mm-hmm. He's from Abington, Massachusetts, and his girlfriend went over to her ex-boyfriend's house last week and started yelling for him to come on out. Now, listen, the guy came out, and he and Jake started brawling. Of course they did. You're fighting over the same chick. And during the fight, I said Jack, but I think it's Jake. Jake pulled out his fidget spinner.
Oh.
Put his fingers through the holes and used it like brass.
How would that even work?
You know what? I got to give him a clap for that. I mean, that is creative.
That's like
that is creative.
Okay, that's a very millennial thing to do.
I'm thinking he must have popped out the bearing so he could put his little fingers in that. Maybe he's got big sausage fingers. I don't know. Well, anyway, he wound up landing at least one fidget spinner punch to the other guy's face before the. Before the cops got there, I'm just envisioning. This is fabulous. Jake was arrested for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Yes, the fidget spinner was the dangerous weapon.
Wow.
Who knew? Now.
Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Jams.